This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Candidates and ballot measures aren't the only items on the line during elections. Voters will also decide on whether to retain judges. Retired Judge Russell Carparelli says voters should carefully read the State Judicial Performance Commission's evaluations before voting.
Those surveys come back and the commission reviews those and then comes up with its summary. It also interviews, meets with the judge, and talks about what the feedback has been.
There are 22 judges up for retention in this election. Only 6 judges have not been retained by voters over the last 4 election cycles. United Airlines is taking over about 20 brand new gates at Denver International Airport. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
10 of those new gates are in Concourse B, which has long been United's home base in Denver. 12 are in Concourse A, which brings United up to 90 total gates at DIA. The airport has built 39 new gates in the last 4 years at a total cost of $2.3 billion. But construction at the airport is not over yet. The Great Hall project still has years to go. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
The search has begun for Colorado's next poet laureate. Currently, Bobby Lefebvre is Colorado's 8th poet laureate and is the youngest and first person of color to hold the position. It's a role filled by a Colorado poet who has distinguished themselves both as a writer and as an advocate for poetry to the general public. The state named its first poet laureate in 1919. Nominations are due in early February. This is CPR News. After some snow along the Front Range last week, there could be some more later this week. Stick around to find out more. Today, though, in Denver, the high is 61 and sunny.